folks, we are now recording.
Welcome to round four. This round features Minnetonka
B
versus St. Andrews B. Minnetonka from Minnesota, St. Andrews from Mississippi. And round four, hopefully you've gotten most of our issues with the buzzer system behind us for now. We'll have new ones, I'm sure, at some point, but let's not worry about it now. So, if both teams are ready, toss-up number one. This political party was proposed in opposition to the federal World War II-era conscription plans. Their current incarnation began when progressive conservatives and liberals, led by Lucien Bouchard, left their parties shortly after the 1990 defeat of the Meech Lake Accord. For 10 points, identify this francophone Canadian political party, now led by Gilles Duceppe, that is primarily concerned with the sovereignty of Quebec. St. Andrews.
The Labour Party?
No, no penalty. Minnetonka? That's Bloc Québécois. Toss up next. First described by Adolphe Quetelet in 1820, high values of this ratio are correlated with an increased risk of diabetes and heart disease. It does not take lean muscle mass or bone. That is St. Andrews.
Body mass index.
That's 15 for St. Andrews. Your bonus. In a dynamic system, small variations in initial conditions produce large variations in behavior over short time periods. First, 10 each. What term describing that phenomenon inspired the title of an Ashton Kutcher movie?
The butterfly effect.
Correct. What meteorologist coined the term butterfly effect in a 1963 paper?
No,
it's Edward Lorenz. This type of motion found in nonlinear systems stems from sensitivity to initial conditions and results in patterns called strange attractors. That's chaos or chaotic motion. 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. This man served as an ambulance driver during World War II, emerging. That is
Ernest Hemingway.
Minus 5. Emerging from the experience with a new identity, that of a reclusive Irish Catholic polyglot, much like one of his most famous creations, an antisocial Irish Catholic polyglot, cello-playing physician and naturalist. For 10 points, name this man who introduced Stephen Maturin and Jack Aubrey in Master and Commander. Huh? Say again?
O'Brien.
That is correct for 10 points for St. Andrews. Your bonus. The title character of this work drunkenly sells his wife and daughter for 5 guineas years before obtaining public office. For 10 each. First, name this 1886 novel. Captain?
My Fair Lady.
The Mayor of Casterbridge. Name the author of The Mayor of Casterbridge.
Hardy.
Correct. The grain merchant that is that title mayor.
Henshard.
That's Michael Henshard. 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. In 1969, this group replaced the second word of its name with national, thereby keeping the same acronym but signifying a policy shift toward that of H. Rapp Brown and away from that of Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which had funded its inception. For 10 points, name the civil rights organization involved in the Freedom Rides and the March on Washington that drifted away from nonviolence. St. Andrews.
Snake.
10 points, your bonus. Then each name these characters from Giuseppe Verdi operas, this title character of an adaptation of Shakespeare as a general in the Venetian army. Othello. This hunchback jester hires an assassin to kill the Duke of Mantua, but loses his daughter instead.
Rigoletto.
Correct. This man falls in love with Violetta in La Traviata.
Giovanni.
Alfredo. 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. This compound can be combined with terephthalic acid to form dacron. A colorless liquid is produced by adding water to ethylene oxide. Slightly denser than water, it possesses a sweet taste and odor, though it is moderately toxic. For 10 points, name the simplest diol, a compound with 2 hydroxyl groups that is used in brake fluid and antifreeze. St. Andrews. No penalty. Minnetonka?
Nothing.
Ethylene glycol. Toss up next. One of its wings points to the Lincoln Memorial, while the other points to the Washington Monument. Its sides are nearly 500 feet long and gradually rise from 8 inches to 10 feet before intersecting at a 125-degree angle. It was designed in black granite by Maya. St. Andrews.
Memorial.
10 points, your bonus. In 1283, this man conquered Wales and set his son up as the first English prince of that region. For 10 each, first name this Plantagenet king, who was nicknamed Longshanks.
Edward.
More?
First.
In 1296, Edward forced the surrender of Scotland's John of Balliol and took this coronation object to Westminster Abbey. Stone of Scone. Edward died while on his way to Scotland in 1307 to subdue this new Scottish king. Captain.
James.
Robert the Bruce. No points. Toss up next. This minister described the Golden Gate Bridge as a symbol of technological genius but social failure at a 1977 rally for anti-suicide barriers on the bridge. Curiously, a year later in Guyana, his followers murdered Representative Leo Ryan, and he ordered them to drink from a vat of cyanide-laced grape flavor aid, after which he shot himself in the head. For 10 points, name his leader of the People's Temple. St. Andrews.
Jackson.
Nope, no penalty. Minnetonka. That is Jim Jones. Toss up next. After she pricks her finger on the wire in her yellowed wedding bouquet, she tosses it into a fire. Her lovers, the law clerk Leon and the country squire Rodolphe, refuse to loan her money to pay off debts she has run up through the sheer boredom of living in a small village of northern France with their inattentive husband. That is St. Andrews.
Emma Bovary.
10 points. Your bonus. 15 each. Name these dissimilar works with characters named Charlie Croker. Charlie Croker steals the gold that Steve Frizzelli had stolen from him after they stole it together in Venice. That's the Italian job. Charlie Croker is an Atlanta real estate developer who loses his fortune and takes to preaching stoicism. That's A Man in Full by Tom Wolfe. No, nothing on the bonus. Toss up next. Ben Jonson's The Spanish Play inspired the only opera this man ever attempted. Likewise, after planning a trilogy of oratorios, he wrote only the first two, The Apostles and The Kingdom. In 1900, the Birmingham Festival premiered an oratorio he did finish, The Dream of Gerontius. For 10 points, name this British composer best known for the Enigma Variations and Pomp and Circumstance. Minnetonka.
Benjamin Britten.
Nope, no penalty. St. Andrews. That's Sir Edward Elgar. Toss up next. Pencil and paper ready. You want to find the diameter, not the radius, of a circle. A sector of the circle with central angle 108 degrees has an area of 30 pi square units. Keeping in mind that 108 is 3/10 of 360, for 10 points, find the diameter of the circle. You have 10 seconds. And that's time. That's 20 units. Toss up next. A meteorite impact crater in this body of water was discovered in 1983. Subsequent oil exploration suggested that the crater was centered near Cape Charles. That explains the sharp turn made toward the crater by the York River and the fault zones. That is Minnetonka.
North Sea.
Minus 5. The fault zones that threaten Portsmouth, Hampton, Yorktown, and Norfolk. For 10 points, name this arm of the Atlantic nestled between Virginia and Maryland. St. Andrews. 10 points. Your bonus. 10 each. Which class of fishes includes, first, sharks and other cartilaginous fish?
Chickens.
Correct. Jawless fish like lamprey and hagfish.
Agnatha.
Correct. Salmon, catfish, and other bony fish.
Osteichthyes.
30. Toss up next. First used in John Dryden's The Conquest of Granada, this term can be traced back to ancient Greek views of the Arcadians. Examples in literature include John in Brave New World and Tashtego and Queequeg and Moby Dick, although that is St. Andrews.
Noble Savage.
10 points, your bonus. 1991, 2000, and 2002 saw men killed in aircraft crashes while campaigning for election or re-election to the Senate. For 10 each, name those men who represented Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Minnesota. That's John Hines, Mel Carnahan, and Paul Wellstone. No points on the bonus. Toss up. Next. Next page. This painfully shy man communicated with his servants at his Devonshire estate only through written notes. His unpublished work anticipated Dalton's Law, Ohm's Law, and Charles' Law, and he was the first man to isolate hydrogen and accurately measure Big G, the universal gravitational constant. For 10 points, name his English scientist who used a torsion balance to weigh the Earth.
Oh, gosh. Gibbs?
Huh?
Gibbs.
No penalty. Minnetonka. Time, that is Henry Cavendish. Toss up next. In this man's first novel, a white teacher, Miss Wyckoff, loses her job after having an affair with a black janitor. He killed himself after the publication. St. Andrews. Minus 5. He killed himself after the publication of his second novel, My Son is a Splendid Driver, but he's better known for plays like one about a lost dog named for a biblical queen, Come Back Little Sheba. For 10 points, name the author of The Dark at the Top of the Stairs and Picnic. That's time, William Inge. Toss up, and we won't read another toss up because that's the half.
Scroll at the half, it's 130 to negative 10.
St. Andrews, 130, Minnetonka B, negative 10.
A substitution.
We are about to have a substitution.
I should have got, I'm sorry about the Cavendish one, I should have got
that. It's
all right. Don't worry, I should have got those Scotland questions.
All right.
That's a great part of my favorite movie.
And we are going into toss-up 15. If both teams are ready for the second half. Toss-up 15. After joining the New York Bar in 1854, this man won a case for a black streetcar rider that led to a law banning discrimination in New York City public transportation. The state quartermaster general during the Civil War, he later became collector of customs with the assistance of Roscoe Conkling. For 10 points, named the stalwart who acceded to the presidency in 1881 upon the assassination of James Garfield. That's Minnetonka. 10 points, your bonus. Consider the 10 movies that won Best Picture Oscars in the 1990s. For 10 each, name the one in which a character says, first, ask your saint who he is. Ask him who he's killed. Whom he's killed, actually.
Braveheart didn't...
Captain.
No answer.
English Patient. I've killed women and children. I've killed just about anything that walks or crawls, and I'm here to kill you, Little Bill, for what you done to Ned.
You were thinking Star Wars.
No, I wasn't.
No answer.
That's Unforgiven. Mama always said Diane was part of life. That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up next.
Yeah.
Mark Rogers and Jose Capellan are two of the five players from this organization to make the 2005 Baseball America Top 100 Prospect List. It has finished last in its division 3 years in a row, but has a bright future thanks to J.J. Hardy, Prince Fielder, and Ricky Weeks. Lyle Overbay and Ben Sheets are among the stars.
Milwaukee Brewers.
That is 10 points for Minnetonka. Your bonus. For 10 each, name these women who founded branches of religious movements. She published Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures, the source document of Christian Science. Captain?
Dix.
Mary Baker Eddy. This Pentecostal preacher emphasized Christ's role as Savior, Baptizer, Healer, and Coming King in her Church of the Four Square Gospel in Los Angeles.
Anybody?
That's Amy Simple McPherson. A revelation ordered this woman known as Mother to bring a small group of Shakers to America in 1774.
Mother Anley.
That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up next. On Broadway, this man wrote the groundbreaking anti-Nazi play Till the Day I Die. In Hollywood, he had a stormy affair with King Kong actress Faye Ray. He's better known for two left-leaning plays about prizefighter Joe Bonaparte and radical murdered Lefty Costello. For 10 points, who wrote Golden Boy and Waiting for Lefty? Time, that is Clifford Odets. Toss up next. In 2002, a namesake of Volcanic Observatory, a coordinated effort to study the site's geology, was formed. Even though it essentially sits atop the world's largest active volcano, it didn't have seismometers installed until the late 1970s. Signs of its activity can be seen in the Excelsior and Steamboat geysers. For 10 points, name this oldest national park in the U.S., the home of the Fort... 10 points, your bonus. Give these, the credits for films include unusual sounding titles. For 10 each, first, this two word title is given to the assistant to the chief electrician.
Best one.
Correct. This four letter title is given to stagehands or set assistants.
Correct.
This type of artist is someone who records sounds such as the rustling of clothes or footsteps for dubbing into a film. A Foley artist. 20 on the bonus. Toss up next. Based in Winston-Salem, it had a successful IPO in April 2000. Its share price hit $49 in August 2003, but a subsequent plunge led shareholders to sue the company over its accounting practices and call for the ouster of CEO Scott Livengood. Their executives are blamed the low-carb craze for the decline in That is St. Andrews.
Subway.
Minus five. Blame the low-carb craze for the decline in popularity of, for 10 points, what company associated with the slogan Hot Donuts Now?
Donuts.
Krispy Kreme. Toss up next. Only its extreme southwest is arid enough to be called a desert. The rest is technically a dry savanna. The setting of the 1980 movie The Gods Must Be Crazy, its only permanent river is the Okavango, which is fed by the runoff from Angola to this region's northwest. For 10 points, name this home of the San Bushman, which covers most of... That is Minnetonka.
Botswana.
Minus five. That covers most of Botswana, the largest desert in southern Africa. St. Andrews. Kalahari Desert. Toss up next. It was effectively nullified by a 1902 agreement pledging France and Italy to neutrality in the event of an attack, but was still renewed in 1907 and 1912 to no effect since Italy eventually entered World War I on the side of the Allies. For 10 points, name the secret 1882 agreement which Italy pledged to defend Germany from France and remain neutral if Austria-Hungary went to war with Russia. time, that is the Triple Alliance. According to one story, the foreleg that this deity used to kill his enemy was cut off and became the Big Dipper. Although another story claims he became a venomous insect who bit his brother on the foot, he is more commonly said to have taken the form of a bull, hippopotamus, or crocodile at Abydos to do the deed. That is St. Andrews. 10 points, your bonus. 10 each. Name these people associated with Mother Goose. In 1697, the French author of fairy tales published The Tales of Mother Goose.
Perrault.
Correct. This man published the first Mother Goose tales in English. Today, a children's book award is named for him.
Caldecott.
Newbery. The Newbery edition of Mother Goose is believed to have been edited and co-written by this author of The Vicar of Wakefield and She Stoops to Conquer.
Goldstein?
Goldsmith. Oliver Goldsmith. So, 10 on the bonus. Toss it next. Pencil and paper ready. There is a 1 in 36 chance of rolling a 12 with 2 6-sided dies, but 2 8-sided dies are more likely to roll a 12. For 10 points, what is the probability of getting a sum of 12 with 2 8-sided dice? You have 10 seconds. And that's time. 5 and 64. Toss up next. Episode 100 was broadcast in February 2005 and featured a renewal of wedding vows. Sponsored by the Script Development Fund of the Family Friendly Forum and created by Amy Sherman, it is set in Stars Hollow. That's St. Andrews. 10 points, your bonus. Your bonus. Of the capital letters in the English alphabet, 6 are also characters in the Cyrillic alphabet that do not represent the same sounds as in English. For 10 points each, name any 3 of those 6 English letters. Note that characters with diacritical marks count as different characters. Captain?
B, K, and E.
You get B for 10, C, H, P, X, and Y. Toss up next. This man's 1975 election as chairman of the Organization of African Unity came on the strength of the anti-British and anti-colonialist populism. He was overthrown after tangling with Julius Nyerere, the president of neighboring Tanzania, 2 years after taking a personal role in the Palestinian hijacking of a French airliner in Entebbe. For 10 points, name this brutal dictator known as the Butcher of Uganda. St. Andrews. 10 points, your bonus. 10 each. Name these factions of the Democratic Party. In 1948, these Southerners, led by Strom Thurmond, opposed a call for civil rights for blacks.
Dixiecrats.
These Northern Democrats opposed the Civil War. Their common pejorative name may derive from the Liberty Head coins they wore as badges.
Sons of Liberty? The Liberty? The Constitution.
Captain?
The Sons of Liberty.
Copperheads. Many of these anti-slavery, anti-corporate Democrats followed Martin Van Buren to the Free Soil Party in 1848. Captain?
The
Barn Burners, 10 on the bonus. Toss up the last. Some L1 elements contain open reading frames for this that code for this type of enzyme, one example of which is TERT, the protein component of the hollow enzyme for telomerase. Useful in quantitative PCR techniques, these enzymes can be inhibited by nucleotide analogs such as AZT. For 10 points, name this class of enzymes found in retroviruses that synthesize DNA from RNA templates. That's time, and that is a reverse transcriptase. That is the match.
I honestly only knew the one question I buzzed out.
It's Bond's score of 2:13.5.
So, that is your card then, the smaller number. And that is the larger card.
What number are we now?
And that concludes round 4. Thank you for listening.